even in regions and countries with a long history of support to the true definition of a public service broadcaster or public service media, we are seeing a downsize in this. But in other regions where the history of public service broadcasters is not a long, it's not a very solid record, the situation is getting even worse. So we are actually seeing some experiences that a few years ago were looking like in a good shape, going towards the key indicators of a public service broadcaster, but getting back to the old-fashioned governmental state media. So it's urgent to further discuss how to implement this model that is a model that it's agreed by the international community on what is the key characteristics of a public service broadcaster. With that, UNESCO is not saying that there is one size that fits all. Obviously, there are specific contexts, specific logics, but there are key things such as editorial independence, such as a budget that is not cut if the government is not happy with what the public service broadcaster is saying, such as capacity building of the members of the public service broadcaster. So anyways, we do think that we need to engage in this discussion as well. This is an important component of the discussion about media freedom overall, or media viability in particular.